Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Onega boys and basketball coach Luke Baxter after a couple of games from this past week. Starting off, coach, with your win at Lynn, final score 48-42. Your overall thoughts on that one?
Oh, I thought we kind of came out a little sluggish in that game in the first half defensively. We didn't shoot the ball poorly. We just weren't really getting after it. But then the second half, I thought we picked up the defense and went on a little run there in the second half and finished the game strong. And I thought Lynn played really hard that night. They caused a lot of problems. We've been boxing out pretty well and keeping teams from getting many offensive rebounds. And then the last quarter of that game, we gave up a lot of second and third chances on defense. But credit to Lynn, I thought they played really hard. And I thought we stepped up as a team when we needed to.
And then Ty Figge, he had 6 assists with no turnovers. Tell us about what you liked about his game.
He played really well that night. He scored 7 points, but it was all in the third quarter. We were down 5 or 8 at half, and I thought he just stepped up his game, found open guys, like I said, scored 7 points, and anytime your point guard doesn't have any turnovers, he's having a good game.
And then you guys followed it up with a really tough loss last night to Wetmore, final score 50-46 in double overtime. Your overall thoughts on that one?
Just a weird game. The first half, I thought we played pretty poorly in the first half. We didn't box out real well. Had a lot of unforced turnovers, which we hadn't been doing really much lately. And honestly, we were kind of lucky to be only down 1 at half. And we just weren't very aggressive. I mean, we had 1 foul halfway through the fourth quarter in the whole game. And you don't want to get in foul trouble, but at the same time, you don't want to have no fouls because, I don't know, it just seems like we just weren't real aggressive. And credit to Wetmore, I thought they got after us. They played hard. And as poorly as I thought we played at times, we're still shooting 2 free throws to win the game in regulation. Missed both. And then in overtime, I felt like we were in control and kind of let it slip away. So I thought we had them in regulation and overtime. And again, I thought Wetmore fought hard and played extremely hard, but we just gave up too many offensive rebounds and too many unforced turnovers, and that's what led to a loss.
Yeah, now, Coach, you guys had some opportunities for game-winning shots, but were unable to execute. Was it just the game plan or your lack of execution? Why were some of those shots not going down?
Well, you know, I don't really know. You're always question what you could do better as a coach, but we did get like everything drew up in regulation overtime, and even the second overtime we actually got good looks, especially in regulation. Fisher took it to the hole, got fouled, it was a good look, and he's a good free throw shooter. He just missed both, and then in overtime we got 2 good looks at the basket and just missed those little ones. But they really, honestly, they executed the inbounds and the sets really well at the end of the game. It just didn't fall. The ball was, a lot of times the ball rolled out for us, and a lot of times it kind of sit on the rim for Wetmore and go in. Sometimes that just happens. But again, we kind of put ourselves in that situation by not rebounding well and the turnovers in the first half, and Wetmore had a lot to do with that.
Now, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck against Blue Valley Randolph on Friday.
Yep, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
That was Onega boys head basketball coach Luke Baxter here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.